European institutions are moving to boost vital cash support for Greece as the Parliament in Athens passed those tough economic measures demanded by its creditors. Eurozone ministers are set to unlock today a 7 billion euro bridging loan that will keep Greece afloat while the European bailout programme awaits final approval. And while Greek banks will remain closed at least until Monday, the European Central Bank has also raised its emergency liquidity for the banking sector. But it's not news, all news on the upside for Greece. In a leaked report, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, which is a member of the Troika, has criticised the new bailout deal reached early this week, saying it won't work. Josef Janning is a senior policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. Josef Janning, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. It's good to be with you.
It seems some cash relief is finally coming to Greece. If I can just ask you first, before we get to this, the IMF's concerns, how vital is this new 7 billion euro bridging loan for Greece?
It is extremely vital because there are a number of payments maturing over the next weeks. In next week, there's a major over 3 billion
Josef, are you there?
Because otherwise the central bank has its hand tied with regard to the liquidity problems of Greece and with regard to supporting a negotiated agreement which is yet to come. You know, the real negotiations haven't yet started.
Josef, we're having trouble with your line, so if it drops out again, we'll try and get back to you, but let's keep going for now. The announcement from the European Central Bank, the ECB, will certainly give hope for some ordinary citizens in Greece, I think, a 900 million euro boost to its emergency liquidity, which means the banks will reopen on Monday.
I'm not so sure that they will be fully reopening. 900 million sounds like a lot of money, but it is not all that money if you think of a scenario where when the banks would be opening, while the negotiations would still not have been concluded, because that's not going to happen next week. There's a high probability that Greeks will try to get as much money in cash out of their accounts as possible, which would immediately get the banks back into a crisis. So I suspect that we will see capital controls in place and a sort of a restricted access to financial services in Greece for at least another 2 weeks.
Okay. The cash relief comes as the Greek Parliament approved the first round of those tough economic measures demanded by its creditors. But one of the creditors, one of the Troika, the IMF, says the new bailout deal leaves Greece with unsustainably high debt levels. It doesn't think it'll work. It thinks there needs to be a debt rate write-down, basically. This is extraordinary, this information we now have from the IMF, isn't it, these concerns, given it's one of the Troika that we thought had signed off on the bailout?
That's right. That's indeed extraordinary. The report that has now come out has been prepared a few weeks ago and has been published early, as far as I understand. What it says is that the overall debt Greece has piled up now is unsustainable, and also that the amount of aid or fiscal assistance that is now being contemplated may not be enough to get Greece back on a debt sustainability track. So that's the point there. The interesting thing is that the IMF very well knows, Christine Lagarde has been a French finance minister, after all, very well knows that the European loans, bilateral ones and the ESM loans, as well as the ECB money that has flown into Greece, cannot be written off in any way because it is against the rules of the European rescue packages. So one thing they could aim at is to say Europeans or Eurozone member states need to be prepared to pile up more money for Greece in order to do so, or agree or include into that package an extension of the maturity over longer periods of time, 30 years or 40 years, in order to get Greece back into the picture according to the rules of the IMF.
Well, this leaked report or these leaked thoughts, insights into what the IMF really thinks have given Germany an opening. The German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, has leapt right through it, questioning now whether Athens will even get a third bailout, even though they've had the parliamentary vote. He suggests its financing needs are spiralling. A debt haircut or a write-off is the only thing that will really help Greece, but that can't happen in the Eurozone, so they might might have to take that temporary exit for a while. So that's coming back on the table now.
That's true indeed. Schäuble's proposal has been meant to be a rescue proposal, because the alternative to an agreement would have been kind of an anarchic sliding of Greece into a Grexit out of collapse. So his proposal was, instead of having collapse, let's have a negotiated temporary exit. And he also hinted to using the instruments of the Paris Club, which is the standard framework in which debt write-offs are and have been negotiated with countries in deep debt in the past. Now, so Schäuble himself has suggested, if write-offs need to be made, then the legal framework of the Eurozone doesn't provide for that, so Greece has to be out. So the temporary exit would be sort of a half departure from the Eurozone, because it would be temporary and Greece could be readmitted without going through the full procedure again. I have my doubts whether this is feasible. I don't think that the Greeks will want to do that. I don't think it's going to be easily negotiated. And as long as the Greek government doesn't want it, there's actually no way to go down that route.
It's 20 past six on Breakfast. Josef Janning joins us, a senior policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. It seems almost, Josef, like we're going around in circles then. We're back to where we were almost a week ago, even despite all the pain and Alexis Tsipras gradually dragging the Greek parliament with him to sign off on this deal. Is there one other option that might be possible? I think this is being suggested, that the IMF, with these concerns, could, in a sense, back out of this agreement or organise a separate agreement when its deal with Greece expires in March. Could it do that separate to the Eurozone? So could it agree to take a write-down on its share of the debt?
That might be an option. That might become more of a possibility the more the Eurozone countries among themselves, that is, between Greece and the other 18 member states, find schemes to ensure compliance with the agreement. One of the reasons for the Europeans to want to have the IMF in there is because the IMF has long-standing and rather rigid rules about on how to deal with financial assistance to countries in debt. And so, you know, by getting the IMF in, the Europeans could always point to the IMF and say, you know, these are IMF rules. This is not something that we have made up. Now, increasingly, the Eurozone is kind of duplicating the IMF conditionality and the IMF rulebook. So in a sense, that might become a possibility to get out of this deadlock, because the European finance ministers so far have tied their acceptance of a package to the acceptance of that package by the IMF itself. Mm.
Okay, so at the end of this long and difficult week, seems like we have an economic package that a lot of people think won't work for Greece, and we have, I think, probably political instability now for the next few months, depending on how Alexis Tsipras, if he can settle things down. Josef Janning, thank you very much for joining us again.
You're welcome.
Josef Janning is a senior policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations.